Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, February 25th, 2026. Maine Senate Republicans announced this week that they were requesting answers from the University of Southern Maine regarding, quote, an upcoming anti-Semitic event, end quote. The Consequence of Palestine, a day-long workshop, quote, explores the roots, implications, and potential direction and resolution of the conflict over Palestine and its impact on domestic U.S. politics, end quote. The Senate Republicans who signed on to the letter referred to objections over one of the speakers. In their letter to the USM Chancellor Molloy, they wrote, quote, among the speakers at this conference is United Nations Special Rapporteur on the Occupied Palestinian Territories, Francesca Albanese, who is listed on the Department of Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control Specially Designated National and Blocked Persons List. Albanese's open anti-Semitism and clear bias have resulted in foreign ministers of multiple nations calling for her to step down from her position, end quote. The U.S. sanctions were imposed on Albanese by Marco Rubio in July of 2025. The announcement on the State Department's website also made accusations of anti-Semitism and support for terrorism without offering any specifics beyond her recommendation to the International Criminal Court that they issue an arrest warrant against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Last October, she issued a report to the United Nations called Gaza Genocide, a Collective Crime, outlining how several other countries had contributed to Israel's ability to conduct its operation in Palestine. Last month, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Occupied Palestinian Territory, Francesca Albanese, spoke at a forum in Doha. Within a few days, the French foreign minister called for Albanese to resign, followed by similar criticism and statements from Austrian, Czech, German, and Italian ministers. All of those countries, by the way, have been mentioned in the Gaza Genocide report. Amnesty International says that Albanese's comments have been misconstrued. They quote her saying, the fact that instead of stopping Israel, most of the world has armed, given Israel political excuses, political sheltering, economic and financial support, ... We who do not control large amounts of financial capital, algorithms, and weapons, we now see that we as a humanity have a common enemy and freedoms. The respect of fundamental freedoms is the last peaceful avenue, the last peaceful toolbox that we have to regain our freedom, end quote. Amnesty International concludes, quote, these comments were misconstrued as describing Israel as that common enemy. Albanese rejected these accusations and clarified her comments on social media that, quote, the common enemy of humanity is the system that has enabled the genocide in Palestine, including the financial capital that funds it, the algorithms that obscure it, and the weapons that enable it, end quote. And Amnesty International Secretary General Agnes Callamard added, quote, it is reprehensible that ministers in Austria, Czechia, France, Germany, and Italy have attacked the UN Special Rapporteur on the Occupied Palestinian Territory, Francesca Albanese, based on a deliberately truncated video to misrepresent and gravely misconstrue her messages, as it is clear from watching her original address in its entirety. The ministers that have spread disinformation must act beyond merely deleting their comments on social media, as some have done. They must publicly apologize and retract any calls for Francesca Albanese's resignation. Their governments must also investigate how this disinformation happened with a view to preventing such situations. If only these ministers had been as loud and forceful in confronting a state committing genocide, unlawful occupation, and apartheid as they have in attacking a UN expert. Their cowardice and refusal to hold Israel accountable stand in stark contrast to the Special Rapporteur's unwavering commitment to speaking truth to power, end quote. Meanwhile, back here in Maine, the Senate Republicans' letter to USM concluded with a threat that failure to comply with their demands, quote, may place future support of system-wide funding requests at risk, end quote. USM responded by canceling the event, saying that they had, quote, learned that one of the event's speakers is sanctioned by the federal government and appears on the U.S. Department of Treasury, Office of Foreign Asset Control, Specially Designated Nationals and Blocked Persons List, and saying that that, quote, legally prohibits any U.S. person or entity from exchanging any goods or services with those on the list, end quote. I'll post links with today's archives at weru.org For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.